Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today Masechet Zvachim Daf Tzadik Beis. Begin the 11th parak, Dam Chatas. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the 11th parak begins. Dam Chatas Shenitas Al Beged. If blood of a chatas spattered on a garment, Harzetong Kibus, then this garment requires laundering. Although the pasuk only discusses nechalos, chatos which are eaten, the law applies to pnimios, inner chatos, which are burned as well, because Torah Sachatas, the law of the chatos, teaches Torah Achos al kol chatos. There is one law for all chatos. Blood of an invalidated chatos does not require kibbutz, whether it had a shasa kosher, a period of validity or not. The Gemara proceeds to exclude the blood of chatos ha'of from the law of kibbutz and explains why pnimios are included, but ofos are excluded. Point number two, Rabbi Avin asks, Chatas ha'of, shehiknis dama b'tzavara b'fnim mahu. What is the halacha for a bird chatas, whose blood one brought into the heichal while it was still in its neck? He explains that since birds have no kabbalas ha'dam, and the blood is applied directly from its neck, tzavara k'kli sharis dami u'mifsil? Is its neck like a kli sharis, so its blood is invalidated by entering the heichal like blood of an animal chatas, whose blood was brought into the heichal in a kli sharis? Odilma k'tzavar behemo, or perhaps the bird's neck is like an animal's neck, about which we darshan that midama amrachmana v'lobsara. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, from its blood, not from its meat, that its blood is not disqualified when it is brought into the heichal while inside the animal's neck. An attempt to resolve this inquiry is deflected. And point number three, Rabbi Avin asks another question. Nishbacha ritzba v'safu mahu, if blood spilled from the neck of a chatas ha'of onto the floor of the azara and one gathered it, what is the halach regarding sprinkling this blood? Do we say, Atzruche hudu atzruche rachmana kli sharis? HaKadosh Baruch Hu merely did not require a kli sharis for the blood of a chatas ha'of, so he may gather the blood from the floor and it remains valid for hazah. Or dima mitzvah possibly rachmana kli sharis? Or perhaps HaKadosh Baruch Hu disqualified using a kli sharis for the blood of a chatas ha'of and instead required applying its blood directly from its neck, in which case blood which spilled onto the azara floor would be disqualified. Rava suggested a proof from a brisa which excludes the blood of a chatas ha'of from the law of kibbutz. Now, if the blood of a chatas ha'of is disqualified in a kli sharis, then as soon as it enters the garment's airspace, it is disqualified for zrika, and disqualified blood never requires kibbutz. Rav Huna Bar Rav Yeshua answered, "B'madbik kli b'tzavara." A pasuk is necessary which connects the garment to the bird's neck, and its blood never entered the garment's airspace before staining the garment and was not disqualified. So once again, the three points are, number one, the 11th parak begins, Dam chatas shenitas al habeget, if blood of a chatas spattered on a garment, arzit on kibbutz, then this garment requires laundering. Although the pasuk only discusses nechalos, chatos which are eaten, the law applies to pnimios, inner chatos, which are burned as well, because Torah sachatas, the law of the chatas, teaches Torah achos al kol chatos. There is one law for all chatos. Blood of an invalidated chatas does not require kibbutz, whether it had a shasa kosher, a period of validity or not. The Gemara proceeds to exclude the blood of chatas ha'of from the law of kibbutz and explains why pnimios are included, but ofos are excluded. Point number two, Rabbi Avin asks, chatas ha'of, shehiknis dama b'tzavara b'fnim mahu. What is the halacha for a bird chatas, whose blood one brought into the heichal while it was still in its neck? He explains that since birds have no kabbalas ha'dam, and the blood is applied directly from its neck, tzavara k'kli sharis dami u'mifsil? Is its neck like a kli sharis, so its blood is invalidated by entering the heichal like blood of an animal chatas, whose blood was brought into the heichal in a kli sharis? Odilma k'tzavar behemo, or perhaps the bird's neck is like an animal's neck, about which we darshan that midama amrachmana v'lobsara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, from its blood, not from its meat, that its blood is not disqualified when it is brought into the heichal while inside the animal's neck. An attempt to resolve this inquiry is deflected. And point number three, Rabbi Avin asks another question. Nishbacha ritzba v'safu mahu, if blood spilled from the neck of a chatas ha'of onto the floor of the azara and one gathered it, what is the halach regarding sprinkling this blood? Do we say, Atzruche hudu atzruche rachmana kli sharis? HaKadosh Baruch Hu merely did not require a kli sharis for the blood of a chatas ha'of, so he may gather the blood from the floor and it remains valid for hazah. Or dima mitzvah possibly rachmana kli sharis? Or perhaps HaKadosh Baruch Hu disqualified using a kli sharis for the blood of a chatas ha'of and instead required applying its blood directly from its neck, in which case blood which spilled onto the azara floor would be disqualified. Rava suggested a proof from a brisa which excludes the blood of a chatas ha'of from the law of kibbutz. Now, if the blood of a chatas ha'of is disqualified in a kli sharis, then as soon as it enters the garment's airspace, it is disqualified for zrika, and disqualified blood never requires kibbutz. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Rav Yeshua answered, "B'madbik kli b'tzavara." A pasuk is necessary when it connects the garment to the bird's neck, and its blood never entered the garment's airspace before staining the garment and was not disqualified. All right, so now we go to our siman daf tzadi beis, and our standard siman is a tzav, a turtle. A turtle. So here goes. The cone with the turtle-shaped stain on his beggar from the blood of a chatas, who was on his way to launder it, got distracted as he noticed a turtle carrying a chatas off into the heichel with the blood still in its neck, like a kli sharis, and didn't see that he was going to bump into a cone crouching down and gathering blood from the floor that had spilled from the neck of another chatas off. Once again in slow motion. The cone with the turtle-shaped stain, turtle, that must more daf tzadi beis, tzav. The cone with the turtle-shaped stain on his beggar from the blood of a chatas, who is on his way to launder it, which reminds us, the 11th parak begins, Dam chatas shenitas al beged. If blood of a chatas spattered on a garment, harzeh taum kibus, then this garment requires laundering. Although the pasuk only discusses nechalos, chatos which are eaten, the law applies to pinimios, inner chatos which are burned as well, because Torah sachatas, the law of the chatas, teaches Torah achas lekol chatos. There is one law for all chatos. So, the cone with the turtle-shaped stain on his beggar from the blood of a chatas, who was on his way to launder it, got distracted as he noticed a turtle carrying a chatas off into the heichel with the blood still on its neck, like a kli sharis, which reminds us, Rabbi Avin asked, what's the halach of a bird chatas whose blood one brought into the heichel what was still in its neck? He explains that since birds have no kabbalas adam, and the blood is applied directly from its neck, is its neck like a clay sharis, so its blood is invalidated by entering the heichel like blood of an animal chatas whose blood was brought into the heichel in a clay sharis, or dilma, or perhaps the bird's neck is like an animal's neck, about which we darshan that midama amrachmana v'obsara. A Kodesh Baruch Hu said from its blood, not from its meat, that its blood is not disqualified when it's brought into the heichel while inside the animal's neck. An attempt to resolve this inquiry is deflected. So the cone with the troll-shaped stain on his beggar from the blood of a chatas, who was on his way to launder it, got distracted as he noticed a turtle carrying a chatas off into the heichel with the blood still on his neck, like a kli sharis, and didn't see that he was going to bump into a cone crouching down and gathering blood from the floor that had spilled from the neck of another chatas off, which reminds us, Rabbi Yavin asks another question. If blood spilled from the neck of a chatas off onto the floor of the azara, and one gathered it, what is the halacha regarding sprinkling this blood? Do we say Hashem merely did not require a kli sharis for the blood of a chatas off, so he may gather the blood from the floor and it remains valid for hazah? Or perhaps Hashem disqualified using a kli sharis for the blood of a chatas off and instead required applying its blood directly from its neck, in which case blood which spilled onto the azara floor would be disqualified. So once again, the cone with the turtle-shaped stain on his beggar from the blood of a chatas, who was on his way to launder it, got distracted as he noticed a turtle carrying a chatas off into the heichel with the blood still in its neck, like a kli sharis, and didn't see that he was going to bump into a cone crouching down and gathering blood from the floor that had spilled from the neck of another chatas off. All right, so now it's time for a four blabach chazara. Daf peches, so the siman daf peches is a pach, a garbage can or a dustbin. So here goes. The little Kohen boy who practiced doing a vodah using his new garbage can. Garbage can? That must mean we're on daf peches, pach, dustbin, garbage can. The little Kohen boy who practiced doing a vodah using his new garbage can as a klishar is knowing it only sanctifies when it is whole, full, and from the interior, which reminds us, Shmuel said, klisharis in mekachin el shleim, klisharis only sanctify when they are whole, in mekachin el molein, they only sanctify when they are full, and in mekachin el matochan, they only sanctify from their interior. So, the little Kohen boy who practiced doing a vodah using his new garbage can as a klisharis, knowing it only sanctifies when it is whole, full, and from the interior, and threw his old klisharis can that was punctured into his garbage can, which reminds us we learned that klisharis and bigdei kohanim are not repaired or laundered because ain anias b'malkam ashiras. So the little Kohen boy who practiced doing a vodah using his new garbage can as a klisharis, knowing it only sanctifies when it is whole, full, and from the interior, and threw his old klisharis can that was punctured into his garbage can, loved wearing his bigdei kohen gadol costume, where every beggar was labeled with what it's mechaper for, which reminds us, Rabbi Anyani Bar Sasson explains that the psukim about karbanos are written near the psukim about bigdei kohuna to teach ma karbanos mechaperin, just as karbanos atone, af bigdei kohuna mechaperin. So too, the bigdei kohuna atone for sins. He elaborates on what each beged is specifically mechaper for. Dot pay test. So the simmer dot pay test is a pot. So here goes. The kohen singing ke'ela and preparing pots. Pots. That must be run dot pay test. The Kohen singing Ke'ilah and preparing pots to be used to bring a morim on the Mizbeach in their order of Tadir, which reminds us, the 10th parak begins, called Tadim Chavero Kodimas Chavero. Whatever is more frequent than another precedes the other, meaning whichever carbon is brought more often takes precedence to one brought less often. Therefore, Tamidim, which are brought daily, precede the Musafim Shabbos precede the Musafim Rosh Chodesh, and the Musafim Rosh Chodesh precede those of Rosh Hashanah. This is derived from the Pasuk, Milvad Ola Satami to Shel Ola Satami Tasu as Eila. Besides the morning Ola, which is the continual Ola, shall you offer these. This implies the Musafim of Pesach are brought after the Tamid. So the Kohen singing Kehila and preparing pots to be used to bring a Murim on the Mizbech in their order of Tadir, and the Kohen preparing pots to be used to sprinkle blood in the order of their Kedusha, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Kol Mekudesh Mechavero, Kodem Chavero, whatever is more secret than another precedes the other. Therefore, the application of Chata's blood precedes the application of Ola blood, Bifnei Shuv Meratz, because it affects acceptance, meaning the great Kapara necessary for Averus of Karis. In contrast, the burning of Ola limbs precedes the burning of a murim of Chatas, because the Ola is Kalil Le'ishim, entirely burned by the Mizbeach's fires. The mission precedes the detail, the order of precedence of numerous Karbanas. So, the Kohen singing Ke'ela and preparing pots to be used to bring a murim on the Mizbeach in their order of Tadir, and the Kohen preparing pots to be used to sprinkle blood in the order of their Kedusha, were shocked when the Kohen waltzed out the door with Basar Kachim Kalim before Zerika, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchokas about Basar, meat of Kachim Kalim, which left the Azor before the carbon Zerika. Rav Yochanan says the meat is valid, and the Gemara explains, since it's destined to leave the Azara after Zerika when it may be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim. Reish Lakish says the meat is invalid because Adain Lagia's Manu Letzeis, its time to leave the Azara has not yet arrived. Daf Tzadi. So the Simmer Daf Tzadi is at Stucka Box. So here goes. At the Stucka Box. Stucka Box? That must be on Daf Tzadi. At the Stucka Box outside the Azara, where a Murim of Kachim Kalim were taken before the Zrika's Adam was done, which reminds us, the Gemara suggests that Ravina Bar Shila's ruling that a Murim of Kachim Kalim, which left the Azara before Zrika are invalidated, is a Malchokas Tanaim. In a Brice, where Beliezer says that such a Murim are not subject to Me'ila even after Zrika, which usually makes a Murim subject to Me'ila, and one is not Chayev for eating them as Pigal Noser or Waltame, since the Zrika was not effective for them. Rav Akiva says they are subject to Me'ila, and one is Chayev for eating them as Pigal Noser or Waltame. So at the Tztaka Box outside the Azor, where a Murim of Kachim Kalim were taken before the Zrika Zadam was done, Achata Zaov dropped in a coin in the Pushka first, followed by an Ola Lamb, which reminds us, the Mishnah on the previous daf taught that Achata Zaov precedes an Ola Zaov. A Braisa darshans a pasuk about Achata Zaov and Ola Zaov being brought in place of one Chatas Behema. Vehikriv has a share of Chatas Lishona, and he shall offer the one which is a Chatas first. Since another pasuk already says the Ola is brought second, why does this pasuk mention to bring the Chatas first? Rather, this creates a source for all chatos that they precede the ola which accompany them. This applies for a bird chatos to precede a bird ola, or for an animal chatos to precede an animal ola, and even a chatos ha'ov to precede an ola's behema, despite the general rule that an animal is brought before an oaf. So at that stucca box outside the Azor, where a murim of kachim kalim were taken, before the zrika's adam was done, Achata Zaov dropped in a coin in the Pushka first, followed by an Ola lamb, followed by a Kohen chef who prepared the karbanas however the Kohanim preferred them, whether roasted overcooked, which reminds us, the Kohanim may eat Kachim meat however they like, whether roasted, overcooked, or cooked, and Rav Shimon permits adding spices of Truma. Rav Meir prohibits adding spices of Truma, shol yavi ha-truma lidei psul, so that he should not bring Tuma to a disqualification, meaning when the time limit for the Kachim passes. Daf Tzadi Av. So the symbol Daf Tzadi Av is an exit sign. So here goes. The Kohen carrying Chatas blood and Ola blood who cannot decide whether to go through the Tadir exit. That must be on Daf Tzadi Av, exit sign, Yitziyah. The Kohen carrying Chatas blood and Ola blood who cannot decide whether to go through the Tadir exit or the Mekudesh exit to go to the Mizbeach, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Tadir Mekudesh Eiz Mehem Kodem, between one item which is more frequent and one which is more sacred, which takes precedence? For example, would Zerika of the Tamid's blood precede the blood of a Chatas since it's Tadir, or would the Chatas' blood take precedence since it's Mekudesh? So the Kohen carrying Chatas blood and Ola blood who cannot decide whether to go through the Tadir exit or the Mekudesh exit to go to the Mizbeach, look through the exits to see a Kohen bringing a kometz of Nedava oil onto the Mizbeach, which reminds us the Gemara brings Malchokas of oil can be donated as an offering, and then what is done with the Shemen offering. So the Kohen carrying Chatas blood and oil blood, who could not decide whether to go through the Tadir exit or the Mekudesh exit to go to the Mizbeach, looked through the exits to see a Kohen bringing a kometz of Nedava oil onto the Mizbeach, while his friend sprinkled some Nedava wine onto the fire. Which reminds us, Shmuel says, Hamaznadiv Yain may be Mizafal Gabe Ishim. One who donates wine as an offering brings it and the Kohen sprinkles it onto the Mizbeach's fires. The Gemara objects that he'll invariably extinguish the fire, which is forbidden. It first answers Kibub Mixas Woshme Kibui. Partial extinguishing is not called extinguishing and is not prohibited. The Gemara objects, Rabba Bravua said, that one who removes a single coal from the Mizbeach and extinguishes it is liable. It first answers the cases where there is only one coal, whereby he completely extinguishes the fire. Alternatively, Shmuel's reasoning is Kibui de Mitzvah Shani. Extinguishing the Mizbeach fires is different and is permitted. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which duff do we have the question, Tadir or Mekudesh, Eiz Mehem Kodem, which takes precedence, Tadir or Mekudesh? That's on duff. Sadiyal. Good. Number two. Which duff do you discuss what the din is if blood spilled from the neck of a chatas ha'of onto the floor of the Azor and one gathered it regarding sprinkling this blood? That's on duff. Sadiyabes. Good. Number three. Which duff do we have a machlokas if one donates shemen as an offering and then what is done with the shemen offering? That's on duff. Sadiyal. Good. Number four. Which stuff to discuss? What's the din of Emurim or Basar of Kashim Kalim, which left the Azara before Zerika? That's on Duff. Pay test. Good. Number five. Which stuff do we call Mekudesh Mechavero? Kodem is Chavero. That's on Duff. Pay test. Good. Number six. Which stuff do you discuss? What is the halacha for Achatas Ha'of, whose blood one brought into the Heichal while it was still in its neck? That's on Duff. Tzadi Beis. Good. Number seven. Which duff do you discuss sprinkling wine offerings on the Mizbeach and the concern about extinguishing the Mizbeach's fires? That's on duff. Tzadi Aleph. Good. Number eight. Which duff do you discuss whether the Emurim of Kachim Kalim, which left the Azor before Zrika, are invalidated? That's on duff. Tzadi. Good. Number nine. Which duff do you learn about the requirement to launder garments onto which blood of a chatas spattered? That's on duff. Tzadi Beis. Great. And number 10. Which duff do we discuss whether Kli Shares can be Mekadesh psuing? That's on duff. Pei Zayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.